This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Crypt the Switch, fantastic. Or is it the light fantastic? Who remembers that? I think it's Trip the Switch. Well, we'll trip the switch and throw on the light for another hour of conversation here. Looks like Wednesday, the 18th of October, is upon us. It is Global Dignity Day. So let us speak with respect when referring to or addressing Jennifer Horn. Please stand at attention. Chest out, stomach in. Same thing for Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We must have dignity on this program. This is the DJV Show. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. You can like us on Facebook.com. It's Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can follow the exploits and see what everybody looks like and figure out what the overall conversation and attitude is. We have a good attitude here, whereas the rest... Wait a minute. What's Bentley got to say about this? Who the heck does he think he is?
He's got a good attitude.
He does have a good attitude.
He's right. A bad attitude.
He's a bad actor, that little dog. All right, so let's see. Do we have any other bad... Let's go around the nation and around the world, shall we? Ladies, you ready to go?
Sure.
Find out why it is that Denmark is the happiest country in the world. Easy capizzy. Riding a bike, for example... Denmark ranked as one of the happiest places on earth for the past 40 years. Capital of Denmark is Copenhagen, or Copenhagen, depending on what kind of ice cream you like. Half the city gets around on bicycles. Ed Sheeran would never live to tell the story if he were in Copenhagen. Plays a role. The general good feel. Take a bike ride. I can't. I've done a little Christmas shopping already, and bicycles are in there. Researchers have asked Danish citizens three questions. Are ready? Everybody ready? One, how much pleasure do you have in your life? Jennifer, how much that yesterday you said your life was 50% good, 50% meh.
So, no, I didn't say that. I said that you asked how much of my time was spent being happy or optimistic.
Yeah. You said about
my life 50%. Is 100% good. I'm very blessed.
Ah, yes, you are. How much pleasure do you have in your life, do you think?
Like on a what? How are we rating this?
A scale of 1 to 10.
How much pleasure do I have in my life?
Yes.
A 7.
And maybe more importantly, what is the most pleasurable thing that you do? That's a better
program, obviously.
Question. Of course it is. Yes. Right answer. Okay. How much pride do you have in your life? Pride.
10.
Interesting word. 10 out of what? 10 out of 10? Okay.
Yeah, you said on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I did say that. Are you living with a sense of purpose? Yeah, you got a 10 on that.
10.
One. Yeah, all right, Victoria, let's figure it out. You have pleasure in your life to what extent?
I don't know. I don't...
You don't think about that? In a measurable sense.
I really don't think about that a lot. I definitely, like Jen said, I mean, I feel really lucky just... Mm-hmm. For a lot of reasons, you know, I mean, I just feel really grateful for my friends and family and my life and my job and everything. So I think I've got a lot of pleasure in my life. Probably, right. I don't know, maybe an 8 or 9.
Oh, okay. And let's see, how about pride? How much pride do you have? How do we describe pride? Maybe you want to take a shot at that?
That's an interesting one. I think that one's kind of tough, right?
Yeah, it's a tough word.
I mean, I take pride, and I know Jen does too, and so does Kara. We all take pride in what we do and how we present ourselves and how we, you know, how we like to conduct ourselves with, you know, compassion and humanity. And I think that all those things would equal if you're proud of how you carry yourself, I guess, right?
Do you think that goes together with living with this life of purpose, sense of purpose?
I think so.
One of the things, my alma mater, Heidelberg University, Heidelberg College, when I went there, the slogan was, that we train youngsters to grow up with a sense of pride and purpose. I believe that was mm-hmm. Life of purpose and distinction. That's it. So how about you, Kara? You have a life of purpose and distinction?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm not sure what I'm doing. But
what distinguishes you from everybody else? I think that's what makes you different? Why, other than the DNA?
I don't know. See, that's it's interesting, the question asking, do you have pride? Because I feel like a question like that is kind of hard for me to answer. It's not that I am not confident in my abilities. I think that I'm good at what I do, and I think that I'm good at a lot of things, but I don't know, I have trouble describing myself or what I'm good at, or, you know, it's like when someone compliments you and you have trouble accepting it, just because, I don't know, that to me there's always a sense of, like, things could be improved, and so I'm proud of things that I've done, but I don't consider myself to be a proud person or, like, an arrogant person, so I don't know, what makes me different?
Isn't there something about being prideful? Is there some religious conviction someplace? I'm trying to remember where I heard pride negatively discussed, and it seems to me it was in a religious context. Anybody have that same experience?
I kind of know what you mean.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know the exact reference, but I do know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's a difference, but there's a big difference between being proud of who you are and what you do and the life that you live and being arrogant. And I think that what Kara's saying is very typical of how women feel, that we kind of, you know, we suppress our pride and we suppress certain things, and that's why we don't take compliments that well. And there's a female aspect to that that is unfortunate, that I don't think men are born with, that women seem to be trained to have from a young age.
Here's a fellow that was interviewed for this survey who impressed the researchers. His name is Alan Christensen. He's a garbage man. Works only 5 hours a day, earns the same amount of money as a school teacher. He said, I have a good life. I feel happy. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm an 8. He's also gay, completely accepted in Denmark. Told researchers, not once in his life has he ever been made to feel bad about his profession as a garbage man or his sexual orientation. That's a pretty interesting.
A gay garbage man. But that the idea that you're not looked down upon for what you do or who you are, that those are two huge things to check off the stress list. Yeah. So I can kind of understand right now why Denmark, you know, people in Denmark might be so happy.
Average work week there,
well accepted.
37 hours. Let's see here. People say ambition is not celebrated as it would be in, for example, an American city. That's what they think. The other staples in life there in that country include a year off with pay for new mothers, free health care,
nice.
Free education. Well, it really isn't free because the taxpayers are paying
for it. Yeah, you pay for it.
Yeah. Taxes are high there, but there is strong trust in government. That certainly is.
That's rare.
Yeah, that helps.
Fine here, for sure. Whoa. So, yeah.
Have any of you guys been to Denmark? I've never been.
I was in and out of there once, like at airport. I never spent any time there. Anybody else? Yes, no?
No, I have not.
Yeah,
I'd love to, though.
Anyone I know who's gone has had a great time, although I think it's pretty expensive to be there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Most of Scandinavia is. My daughter and her husband and Miles, my grandson, were there. They were in Sweden and Denmark for about 10 days in, they were here in early August.
Oh, right, that was Miles' first cross-Atlantic, right?
Yes. Yep.
Flight, yeah.
No, actually it wasn't. He'd been in England twice.
Oh.
So it's his third time across. And it was really, they have, in Denmark, they have all these parks. I mean, that's part of what government that is run in the way they run it. Everybody gets everything, and there's all kinds of social stuff. It's a
choice. Europe has more built-in recreation opportunities and places.
So do we adapt some of these here to make us happier? I don't know where we are on the scale here, but I know we're top 10.
Spoken light from you, Dougie. That's surprising. There's nothing that the government can do to make you happy. There's nothing that the government can do to make me happy.
No. Nope.
Or Victoria or Kara. You are responsible for making yourself happy.
We are happy because we are happy. We either are or we aren't. And that was the reason for me asking those questions at the beginning about pleasure that you have in your life, you are responsible for you. It's not somebody else's job. It's like the doctor. Your health and well-being, I don't want to say preach this, but if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com and listen to the podcasts that are there every week from either Dr. Jack Stockwell or Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you'll hear us discuss frequently the business about responsibility and care. And so many people place so much emphasis because the discussion goes on and on and gets more heated about the health care bill. And I've come around to thinking that we probably ought to have a single-payer system in the country. Where it all begins and how it's run remains to be seen, but I think that gets rid of some of the problems that there are here, especially when it comes to the profit motive of the insurance companies. Having said that, however, though I want to have a country that's full of companies that make money and do well, help the people who work in them and who create them prosper. But there's a point to which it sort of gets that whole thing is a big blur. It's like a fog bank. And in the meantime, a lot of people are going without. And I don't think in this era, at this time, that's a sign of a productive, progressive country. But do I want to, the other side of it is, do I want to pay for a lot of people to take advantage of the system? No, I don't. So I don't know what the right fix is for that. But I know our health care system isn't great. And that's one of the other things in these questions that are asked about health care, as I just mentioned. They have a health care system that is provided for through the taxpayer. The average taxpayer is in the 40-some-odd percent bracket. So let's say you make $100,000 a year, you pay 40-some-odd thousand to the government, to the federal government, national government, they call them there. They don't call them federal, they call them national government, to run things. But there's a safety net. And that's one of the things also that makes people happy. They feel secure. They get older, or what's going to happen? In this country, a lot of people don't know what's going to happen to them when they get older. I don't really know. I don't even think about it, frankly. But there are people, I was talking to somebody yesterday about getting older and what happens, who takes care of you and how you're taken care of and what do you want your life to be like. And in these countries, there's a certain amount, there's a placidity, if you will. Scandinavia especially, elsewhere in Europe, Spain is a very socialist country, very. You don't feel in Spain the way you do in Denmark. It's a clean country, and it's pleasant. I find Portugal to be more desirable from my quick experience there. But there's again, we're all different, and to go back to the healthcare for just a second, what we say is that you're responsible for your own health and well-being. If there's something going on in your body, you need to know not what it is, but know the signals and not let it go and make sure that you get all that stuff clarified. I think that's a good way to get the health system on track and not relying on other people because it's not their responsibility, it's yours. That's a good thing to teach your children, I think, in a manner of speaking. All right, so now we've fixed all the problems in the world, and it's only 20 past the hour.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free. Powered by Iron Mountain. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28. In-store only. See associate for details.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anymore live. A lot of things in terms of recordings that we can go back to when we want to follow Tom Petty's career. Laid to rest yesterday in a private ceremony in L.A., Jennifer. Died 2 weeks ago. Cardiac arrest. Pacific Palisades. Where is there a cemetery in Pacific Palisades?
The ocean's all I know.
Yeah.
But that's not right.
Throw his ashes out there. His daughter, Anna Kim Violette, is that how you pronounce her name? Violetta?
Probably, yeah.
Series of Instagram moments that chronicled the funeral at the Self-Realization Fellowship Lake Shrine. Same temple meditation garden where Petty's friend, former Beatles member George Harrison, was laid to rest in 2001. My God, he's been dead that long. 16 years ago. Yeah. And one touching picture, Anna Kim wrote, quote, "In the dark of the sun, we will stand together beneath a black and white picture of Petty on a stand above a flower arrangement." This is, I like this song. I've always liked this song. All right, crank this up, ready? Can we use this?
Yeah, this is our theme for Dream Big America.
Yes, right. Yep. Used to have a segment called Dream Big America. This was good. All right, so not the last you'll hear from or about, well, it's the last you'll hear from Tom Petty, unless you're listening to some of his music. That's 66, man. You got to take that. I'm back to my take care of your body and pay attention to the signs that it sends to you. Other musical focus. Every hour we have a musical focus during this portion of the hour in the DJB experience. So let's get to the Grammy Museum and a celebration of John Coltrane, big career, hosting a long-term exhibition celebrating the music of John Coltrane, who many people believe is one of our greatest jazz performers. This thing is opening up to the public next month. The exhibit's called Chasing Train, John Coltrane's musical journey transcended. Trace the sax. And I think he is a virtuoso. Would you use that word for him, virtuoso? That's a good word. That's fabulous. That's a
certainly
fabulous
the word that a lot of people assign to him, yeah.
Right. So his whole exhibition is going to trace his career. Rare performance footage, audio recordings, handwritten manuscripts, instruments, a lot of other things. Opening on the 17th of next month, going on display through September of next year. Mike Kerb was a very interesting musician as well, an arranger, producer, writer, Mike Kerb generation in the 60s and 70s. So his Coltrane exhibit will be in the Mike Kerb Gallery. Project coincides with the home video and soundtrack release for the feature documentary Chasing Train, the John Coltrane documentary, which will be out on the 17th of next month as well. He comes from Hamlet, North Carolina. Born in September of 1926, played with Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk. My God, did I love that name, and loved just what he was all about. And Thelonious Monk, for some reason or other, I don't know why it is that my head thinks this way, but Louis Armstrong and Thelonious Monk always went in the same sort of pew in my mind. All right, so Miles Davis, these guys were around the 50s. And then Coltrane moved on his own into sort of more experimental musical projects. Before his death at the age of 40 and 67, he would release a staggering 38 records, including the song A Love Supreme. John Coltrane exhibition, 28 past the hour.
Be mindful that people are watching what you say. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Your body language is speaking volumes. In fact, very often, your body language is speaking much louder than your words. Although it's probably easier for you to see the difference between what people say and how they say it in others, the truth is, others can see that difference more easily in you. One of the most direct pieces of advice I can offer to help your body language match your words is this. Learn to say exactly what you mean and mean exactly what you say. When your meaning and words match up, you'll be happy that people are watching what you say because you'll know that they're hearing what you want them to hear. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. We're from Today's Homeowner.
And when you're looking at how to focus on two areas of your home to improve your indoor air quality, it all starts in the kitchen. Chelsea's got that.
When you think of the kitchen, you think of gourmet meals, so you need a quality range hood that's going to take all the smoke and steam and odors up out of your house all the way through to the outside. We recently installed this range hood from Brohm that has the vent at the front, so it's able to work a lot faster and smarter, getting all that moisture out of the kitchen, but there's still a lot of moisture left in the bathroom.
Especially when you take those long hot showers. So it's very important to have a good quality exhaust fan that exhausts all the way to the outside. But exhaust fans don't have to be loud and they don't have to be ugly. Check this out. It's Invent from Braun. That's a very attractive fixture. It's doing a great job. And believe it or not, it's actually running right now. That's how quiet it is. More information about
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Bop into another half hour of conversation here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen, putting in my notice right now that someday I will not be here, just so that you all know.
That's depressing. Why are we starting like that?
Well, I just saw that Tom Joyner is going to retire, and he's said to his listeners yesterday, I'm 69, and in 2 years, it'll be 2019. And I'm hitting the road. One of the things I like about Joyner, and when I first was, I don't think he does as good a show as Steve Harvey does, but there's a web of stations for black Americans, or considered to be for black Americans. I think that there are a lot of people who listen, especially to Harvey, who are not black. But Joyner is pretty much a black act. But when he started, when I first remember him, he lived in Dallas, and he did mornings on a Dallas station went to the airport, jumped on a plane, flew to Chicago, and did afternoons in Chicago. This was before we had any of the technology that we do today, which allows us to do those shows. A lot of people do programs. I know a talk guy who's in Milwaukee who does mornings in Milwaukee, afternoons in Chicago, but he just uses the technology that we have that all of us use, that Jennifer uses, Victoria uses, I use. But it's just interesting, as a lot of the people that we all grew up with, and I say that sort of in a collective, because with any other, you know, we were just talking about Tom Petty passing away, all these people go through the maturation process, and it is what it is. We were talking about health earlier on, and I thought that the comparison that I saw, you know, I look at lots of different things. Sometimes I look at surveys, sometimes I look at reports. There's a very interesting overview that's floating around today that compares the health of our country, that is, the health of the people, and the health of the economy. Pretty surprising. And when you think about what we're in, the conflicts that we have internally and externally, how uncomfortable, I mean, we're more uncomfortable about North Korea than we are the Middle East. That's one of the things the survey shows. Do you agree with that, by the way? Are those of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, when you think about things that make you, we were just talking about what, how good life was, but when things come before you to make you uncomfortable in terms of general quality of life, do you actually give time, any time during the day to think about North Korea or the Middle East or other things that are happening swirling around outside of where we actually live?
All day long. It's my job.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I mean,
I can't not. I mean, that's what's so nice about going on vacation a couple months ago is that I actually disconnected from all that.
Yeah.
I read a couple books. I just looked at stuff outside. I didn't have to pay attention. But no, I have to. I have that stuff going in my waking hours almost the entire time as background.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Victoria, you don't have to. Well, yes, you do, because you put together a lot of the things we talk about on the program, so you're confronted with this stuff during most of the day, are you not?
Yeah, but I definitely like to. I switch that off. I it's just it's too much overload for me. Like I couldn't have a CNN whatever. I couldn't have a whatever type of thing running in the back. Like I couldn't handle that. That would just be too much for me. But I mean, in terms of your original question of what troubles us more, I think I'm more troubled by North Korea than I am by the Middle East right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms of what would worry me, it's North Korea, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of know, although there's so many terrorists. Here's Kun Jum Jong-un, who's out there. He's right in your face, sort of a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, what do you do about that? Kara, what about you? You can leave early in the afternoon from there. You start early in the morning, and you're done by early in the afternoon. What do you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends it depends what's going on from day to day. So if there is a big story that's going on that kind of is big on social media or something like that that's happening in the Middle East or North Korea or somewhere else, then, you know, I'm going to talk about it with my friends or with my roommate at home or something like that. But if something, you know, gigantic isn't going on, then, you know, on a day-to-day basis, not really. I'm kind of the same as Victoria and... Mm. While it may be naive or not a great thing to do, it's just to a certain extent you have to tune it out if you can. Because, I mean, I don't watch the news at home. I just can't. It's too negative. It's too much of an overload.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's nothing there that you're going to get that's necessary for your life and your happiness, inner or outer. Nothing.
Well, and there's also, like Kara said, social media. I mean, I get alerts on my phone. You know, if there's something big happening in the world, I'm not going to not know about it just because I don't have the news on. You know, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't even want that.
The way
we
live. I can
be aware of it. I get myself aware of it in time to sound relatively intelligent on the air. Other than that, unless it's something that's going to affect us immediately, I'm happy to be on my tractor and during, sometimes 2, 3, 4 hours a day. And doing the work that the farm requires.
Do you have a radio on your tractor?
No.
So you don't listen to music or anything?
No. I listen to the music of the engine. And there really is, for those of you who are farmers, not even farmers, but people who drive heavy equipment, people who drive trucks, people who are aware, if you're really schooled, and it isn't something you get taught, it's something that you learn. I've learned it, and I don't know where, when, or how. I just know that when I hear a baler, if I'm baling hay or if I'm mowing on the mower, or if I have a chopper chopping out either in the cornfield or in a field that I want to feed out green, the equipment I know, and there's a sound to it, and when there's something wrong, that sound changes. And I knock on wood, that's one of the ways I have been able to save a lot of stuff, because most of the equipment I have is pretty old. But we keep sort of rebuilding them and rehabbing them. I might make one good one out of two, that sort of thing. But I can hear when something, I used to be in the bus business, and it was the same thing. I could hear something. I didn't know how to fix it, but I could hear if somebody was a sense, if there was something wrong with the brake or something wrong with the engine or something that didn't feel right in the front end, all of those things. And they become an instinctive sort of part of how you are if you're paying attention. And I think that's how it works for everybody. We all, you can pay attention in different ways, but you don't have to let it overcome you. I think that's what happens to a lot of people. And so to go back to this connection here, the nation's health and the nation's economy, especially thinking about the strong economy, unemployment's low, this particular research paper found that death rates have gone up in these periods of time, in the short term anyway. In the long term, economic growth is good for health. But if you study some of the countries, America's in the study, but there are other European countries that were in the study, and you go back to the Great Depression of the 29-30 crash, or you go to the Great Recession of 2008, found that 1 percentage point increase in the unemployment rate associated with a 0.5% decline in the overall mortality rate. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? 1 percentage point increase in the unemployment rate. So if the employment rate goes up, the number of people dying goes down. I think that's fascinating. People in Europe and here in our country found a similar relationship between joblessness and mortality, which seems also kind of counterintuitive since economic growth is a major factor in higher living standards. Countries are judged in terms of, you know, what's the best place to live, good living standards. Usually it's one of the reasons is because you get paid more than the average bear for doing the same kind of work. So when the economy is more productive, we have more resources to promote health and well-being. And I think that's kind of where it is right now. But because we have, this is the conundrum here in our country, because we don't have that here. We don't have good health care. If you can afford it,
we have the
great.
Best. I think we have some of the best doctors and best facilities and best treatment centers in the world, but that's not accessible to everybody. That's
and it's
part
not
of the problem.
Their fault. You can go around in a circle back to the drug companies and the other people who are suppliers. That's one problem. But then there are all the people who are here illegally who are using these services, and you and I are paying for it. And so that drags down.
It's true, but we... But we also have a system. I was just reading a story the other day about the wonder, beautifulness. I mean, I heard you say you like single-payer systems now, Doug, which surprises me a bit because I think a free market solution makes so much more sense than
oh, but the free market
the
hasn't worked, Jennifer. I agree with you.
But the free market hasn't been given a chance to work, and I think that the government in control of anything and making the government bigger is never going to fix our health care
problem.
I'm not
suggesting the government should do it. I just think it should be single-payer.
I was just reading in England now, in London, where I think I've heard people say that they like their health care there, right?
Yeah.
There is now a proposal under wraps that says if you're a smoker or if you're considered overweight, you're no longer going to be eligible to get surgery because they're going to prioritize other people above those people on a list. Now,
they value their health.
I would rather live in a place where if I need a surgery, I'm going to be able to get a surgery, not be put on a list of priority by how they think I'm going to recover. I don't want someone else determining that.
Mm-hmm. That's the old committee routine that we had talked about a lot when the first time Obamacare was introduced. Somebody would get over the age of 70, some committee member is going to say, "Well, I don't think he should stick around. Yeah, see you later."
I mean, do you want that, Doug? You're someone who's very healthy, but, you know, we're all getting older. Do you want someone to say, "Ooh, a 70-year-old, ooh, I think I'm going to pass"? No, you want to be able to get the health care you want and need.
Well, I'm going to be able to have, I hope, the ability that I have now to decide for myself or to have instructed the people that I care about, this is what I want or it's what I don't want. I certainly don't want a lot of stuff being done to me to keep me going that isn't going to really keep me going. What's the point of that? That's a major drag. And that's where they get you, by the way. At the end of life, the last 4 weeks of most people's lives is spent trying to keep them alive when they should just let them die. Does that sound cold?
Yeah.
Most people, when they get to the end and all these extraordinary methods are used to keep them alive, for what? What are you getting at? You know that you instinctively your parents know, although if McFadden was here, he'd tell you, nah, don't let them close to that plug because all they want to do is harvest your organs
your
and
organs.
Sell them.
It's true. Put them in a cooler.
Excuse me. All right. Let's talk about your health and well-being from the point of view of how you keep your body healthy. Most of us realize one of the keys to our health is healthy blood pressure. If you're concerned about your blood pressure, you shouldn't be. Well, you should be if you're not paying attention, but you shouldn't be if you're on Superbeats. Looking for a way to help support healthy blood pressure levels with a simple change? The good news is you have access to a super vegetable, a super beet called Superbeets. It's great for your heart. The beets from Superbeets, grown on a fabulous farm, harvested, cooked, then they are dried in a special process and powdered. Very convenient in a canister. You get a teaspoonful. Kara does it every day. Puts it into a glass of water, drinks it. I put it into a smoothie or something that'll have, you know, it's kind of, I try to do something different every day. But I get those super beets into my body, and so does Victoria and Jennifer. Super beets is important to us because it provides a nutrient that helps support healthy blood pressure, the nitric oxide that opens up your arteries and therefore allows the blood pressure to be normalized and the blood to get to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain. Only super beets made from beets that are grown to these exacting standards that I was talking about. You want to maintain healthy blood pressure? Go to DougLikesBeets.com. Do it now while you're thinking about it. If you haven't gotten in on the bandwagon, the first order that you put in will see you get an extra 30-day supply of super beets. Don't cost you a thing. Plus, there's an indicator strip. You can see how the super beets are working. Measure the nitric oxide in your system. Free shipping comes to you as well. Get on board the bandwagon. Get that healthy blood pressure. Get the energy. Get rid of the fatigue. DougLikesBeets.com. That's the place to go for super beets. DougLikesBeets.com.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention.
attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
After the hour now on the DJV Experience Tech Talk time, a lot of people like, I was just looking at a note that came from somebody, and the note was about the information that they get by listening to this program. They like the information, they like the perspective, if you will, or the opinion is the word this fellow used. And so we use Tech Talk to bring you up to date on a lot of the technology things that are of common interest and importance. So Google and the Focus and McDonald's. See how that works in a matter of moments. I also find it fun to talk about technologies that you can use that are practical, and that's what ZipRecruiter is all about for sure. If you are hiring, posting your job, finding the best candidate, that's your priority. If you're hiring, you know that quality hires keep your business moving forward. You also know that it can take a lot of time unless you are using the facilities of ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. One click only. You rest easy knowing that they are doing the best job and the right job, according to 80% of different companies. I look at big companies, small companies. I look at some of these other competitors. It's just neat to see the success stories. I like, and don't you, we all like success. We want to tell good stories about what's successful. And that's what ZipRecruiter provides, successful job hires. 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. That's how they are different. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by all of these businesses for qualified job candidates. Immediate results. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do that? Because ZipRecruiter has told us they will allow you, using that code, DJV, to use their source free first time around. Use that resource, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it for the purposes of, you know, look around. Look at the, well, I'm going to get into a philosophical discussion. I don't want to do that. Just find the right people at ZipRecruiter.com, okay? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Google is going to be able to follow your pets. How are we going to do that?
Well, it's not following your pets, but your furry friends and your furry children, if that's how you refer to them, are finally getting the acknowledgement they deserve as part of your photo library with Google Photos. They now announced that their new photo update can recognize the faces of your pets, and so that way you can actually tag your pets the same way you can tag a human. And so they're able to see that every time you have a picture, a family picture of the dogs or the cats or whatever, as long as the animal don't look too similar. Like my two little guys are both the same size and both kind of blonde, so they might not be able to distinguish between Cooper and Bentley. But you can also go in and help it learn. It's artificial intelligence, so you can actually help it learn which one's Cooper, which one's Bentley. And so the Google update has already happened in Photos. It's free to use for everybody, and it's apparently really good at distinguishing between different breeds. So if you have a golden retriever and a Jack Russell, the software is very good at knowing who each one is, and same with cats too. And so it also it automatically categorizes and compartmentalizes all the pictures featuring those pets. So when you go into your Google library, if you want to see all the pictures of your pets, instead of typing in dog or cat, which is what you had to do in the past, now you type in their name, and they appear right there alongside all of your other favorite humans.
Your favorite humans and your favorite pets. There you go.
That's great.
All right. Make sure you take the pictures, though, when you go into McDonald's. Bring your pets to McDonald's.
No, that's not the message.
Oh, it works. No, all right. So what is the message from McDonald's?
Not the message. McDonald's actually is testing out a new program to have cell phone lockers in McDonald's restaurants so that when families go to eat, this is specifically aimed at families, but anyone can use it. So when families go to eat, they want everybody to put the phones and the devices away and actually enjoy your meal and enjoy family time. They are starting right now in Singapore where, get this, you're going to be sick about this one, Doug. 70% of 12-year-olds in Singapore have a cell phone, and not only that, they use electronic devices 6.5 hours a day.
Wow.
That is a problem. I don't think Americans are that far behind that.
We're not that bad, but we're
getting there. So, so now McDonald's is testing this out specifically in Singapore. 98% of parents surveyed say they use their mobile device when they're with their family, and more than 2/3 of them admitted using smartphones during meals. So McDonald's is trying to help the family thing, and eventually they're going to bring this over to the States.
All right. The website of the day today is polishmywriting.com. Polishmywriting.com uses artificial intelligence to find your writing errors. 59 pence.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.